Welcome to Technogram, Redington's podcast, where we uncover untold stories from the tech world and explore how they're helping us all unlock next. Today, we are joined by Kanta Mirchandani, who is the Partner Sales Director at Microsoft and a true veteran of the industry. If you're a channel partner in the region working with Microsoft, chances are that you know Kanta well. With decades of experience, she has been instrumental in driving cloud adoption and is now at the forefront of the AI wave. Kanta, it's an absolute pleasure to have you here on Technogram. And today I want to talk to you about something that's really shaping the way we work and we live, right? Artificial intelligence. And this is bringing me to the recent report that Microsoft has released called the Frontier Firm. So can you tell us, what is this Frontier Firm?
So firstly, Janice, thank you for having me. Before I jump into Frontier Firm, I wanted to probably set a little context, okay? And that's on platform adoption. So if we set the tone and we look back in time, it took mobile phones about 10 years to reach a million users. Mm-hmm. It took Facebook or Meta 10 months mm-hmm. to reach a million users. And it's looked at OpenAI tools and chatting platforms 5 days to reach a million users. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's what AI is doing right now. The pace of change is unparalleled. Also, if we map this out, and we go back in time, most revolutions, whether it was based on coal, industry, electricity, it always started with enterprise and it trickled down to consumer.
Right.
With AI, the pyramid has shifted. Consumers are widely adopting AI, and now enterprises are thinking, how can I get behind this AI wave, but do it in the right compliant manner? Okay. And that's why I lead into the Frontier Firm. So earlier this year, as Microsoft, we did a research across 31,000 employees across multiple countries using data pings from LinkedIn and our productivity tools to see what is it that actually AI is being asked to do for the enterprise, the modern enterprise. And one of the big callouts that came about is that normally people are asking us to solve for four problems.
Okay. Okay?
One, how can I improve my employee engagement? Mm-hmm. How can I make sure that my customer engagement is super high?
So these are the questions that the organization is asking.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. The third is, they're like, how can I improve my process? People don't want to be weighed down by admin. And the fourth is, I want to keep innovating, but there is a mismatch between capacity and what the business demand is. Okay. Using all of these, we built our concept, which we call the Frontier Firm. The Frontier Firm is a concept which is, how do I bring in the best of human creativity with AI tools and agents so that people can do their best work rather than being caught down by capacity gaps? And Frontier Firm is therefore the name, because you lead from the front.
So it's a term that Microsoft has coined.
Sure, based on the Work Trend Index report that we published.
Okay, and one of the key insights from the report that I saw was that now we can have intelligence on tap. And if someone was reading this a decade ago, I think it would have seemed almost impossible, right?
Sure.
So what does this mean? How has intelligence really evolved from what we used to know? And what does it mean in this AI-driven world today?
You're spot on, Janice, on calling it intelligence on tap. A few years ago, people would have wondered what this even means, right? But what it actually means is that you now have intelligence available on demand with the flow that you need, okay? Let me give you a few examples which will bring this whole concept to life. We've all heard of a consulting firm called Accenture.
Yes.
You know, the biggest challenges with consulting firms is reconciliation of invoices. There's a huge amount of manual work that goes into it. By building agents to automate and reconcile the matching of billing mm-hmm. and invoicing, they have managed to reduce their processing time by 50%.
Okay.
But that's when massive. You reduce that by 50%, it also means that your collection goes up.
Right.
And it's far more efficient as a business. Okay. Let's use another example. Estee Lauder. I'm mm-hmm. sure most of the fashionistas know about them. What's the biggest challenge that they face? They get a lot of customer insights, but by the time you process it and take it to product development, that trend has passed.
It's very quick.
It's very, very quick. But with intelligence on tap and analytics running for you in real time, their product development cycle has reduced by almost 70-80%. That means faster time to market. Okay. So what we are seeing across the board, whether it's banking, it's finance, it's compliance, intelligence on tap is allowing people to respond in real time, as well as taking away the mundane so people can bring in their best game.
Okay. And this sounds, it sounds futuristic, but it's already happening.
It is happening as we speak.
Okay. So from all this context that you've given about intelligence on tap, and how can partners prepare themselves for success for the next generation of their business?
Yeah, so that's an excellent question. So Microsoft is always a partner-first organization. Mm-hmm. And the health of our partner ecosystem is very, very important in the way we service customers, mm-hmm. right? Today, the customers are asking for more. They are asking partners to become trusted advisors. 80% of customer CEOs are hearing about AI, but they want partners to unpack AI for them. How should they adopt it within their organization? So what we do is we have a program which we call MAICPP for partners, which takes partners from the beginning of the curve where they are, enabling them, getting them certified, making them capable for any conversation, helping them with tools so that they are able to best service the customer needs. But if a partner today is thinking, how can I stay relevant? Besides their relevancy with customers, they have to adopt a mindset of AI literacy, because that's not going away. As you correctly mentioned, this is not futuristic. It's happening as we speak today. Mm. And therefore, AI literacy and their certifications and them being trusted advisors to customers becomes very, very important.
Is there a need as well for channel partners to implement or hire AI agents for themselves? And what does that mean again, having a coworker as an AI agent?
Great question again. So if you think about it, firstly, what does the frontier firm mean? It doesn't mean that the customers become frontier firms. The partners have to become frontier first, right, to service customers. And to become frontier first, they themselves have to go through the AI maturity index. Okay? It normally starts with a human having access to an agent. Then it moves with human with agent teams.
Okay.
And then you have agent teams with just human overseeing. Okay. And it is giving birth to a new organization framework. We are all used to organization structures which have marketing and sales and finance. But now the shift is taking place to a new organization culture, which is more business outcome driven. So when you are taking care of a, let's say, a banking customer, the agent teams are some is an agent from compliance, an agent from finance, an agent from your legal team, and your agent from sales. And then there is a project manager. That's your new organization structure. Now, while this is very interesting, it also means that we've got to learn new skills. How do we manage agents?
Right.
Right.
And I was also reading that the human and agent ratio, it also has to be in the right balance.
Absolutely.
For optimal outcomes, right?
Absolutely. And therefore, the organizational leadership ask is changed dramatically, because no longer are we thinking about how do I bring in more people for the job. You're thinking about how do I automate so that the people that I have can bring in the best creativity on the job. You must have heard recently Shopify saying that we will not hire any more people that what the roles that AI and agents can do. Mm-hmm. And that's the reality. It's not like they're saying we won't hire any more people. They're saying whatever can be automated, we will give it on to AI. It will be delegated to AI agents so that our human interfaces bring in the best creative game.
So in this scenario, will there be sometime in the future where a channel partner could also be replaced by an AI agent for the customer?
Well, in some cases, if you think about it, when you have digital storefronts, that's what is happening partially. And therefore, a channel partner to stay relevant has to almost adopt the cap of becoming a consultant into saying what can be human interfaces and what can be agentic interfaces. So the role of a channel partner will not be one of replacement, but actually becoming a consultant for the customer.
So just to summarize, what are some of the action points that channel partners of today can take in order to be that trusted consultant for customers?
So in the world of AI, I think there are, besides of course being bringing your human skills to your best game, the channel partners have to think of two things which are very paramount. Mm-hmm. They are AI literacy. So they have to continuously upskill their game so that they become recommended consultants. Like I said, at Microsoft, we have a journey. We take people from zero to hero because we take them all the way from a basic learner to a proficient learner. But more than that, we also inculcate a culture of security. So with AI comes a huge responsibility. You cannot land AI without security as your paramount base, right? So a big area that I would recommend for channel partners is embrace security as part of your core DNA.
I think that's very important because today we all are using the AI tools within the organization. And then exactly what are the protocols or security in place? That's something that we need to think of now itself.
Absolutely. So I keep saying, you know, deep fake is not fake. It's very real. It happens on our everyday scenarios. Just in the last, I was reading a report recently which actually spoke about how deep fakes have cost organizations north of $25 million in damages. And it is real. Now, a lot of people use OpenAI tools and they mix it in using it in enterprise environments.
Yeah.
And that's a huge risk factor. There is value of OpenAI as a creative consumer. But when you bring it into enterprise without the right governance and compliance, it's almost like you're leaving your signed checkbook for everybody to use because you've left your digital footprint. And when the moment you leave that, it means that there is high risk of being abused. Right?
Yes, so according to Gartner, 40% of AI-related data breaches will be caused by improper use of Gen AI tools by 2027. Yeah. That's a huge number as well.
It is a huge number. I'll give you a quote from one of my favorite movies, which is Spider-Man.
Right. Okay?
With great responsibility comes great accountability.
Right.
Okay? And I think in the AI era, we owe that responsibility to be taken very seriously by ourselves as well as our channel partners for the customers and their environments so that there are no breaches. The reason why we drive Copilot as one of the initiatives for large enterprises is because it is secured within your environment. You will not have leakages because there are permissions which are already governed. So the governance is a very important part of it.
Okay, and I wanted to just read some of the lines that I saw in the report which really struck out. So where we once said, I send emails, I write documents, I create pivot tables, we'll soon be saying, I create and manage agents. I found that quite interesting because that's going to be the reality soon. And one of the other things was also, when asked how they see AI, 52% of respondents said that they see it as a command-based tool, giving direct, simple commands. And 46% were like AI as a thought partner and having conversational exchanges. And the remaining 2% didn't know. So I think the goal is to have that kind of thought conversations, thought leader conversations with AI to be ahead of everybody else.
It's spot on. So I think just as a short narrative to this, if we actually think about it, how well equipped are we to manage agents? Because the agents are not just taking instruction, they're working in real time. Sometimes they're delegating tasks to humans that they can't solve for. So it's very autonomous in nature. It's not command-based only. It starts with a lot of having excellence in prompt engineering, mm-hmm. because what you ask is what you get.
Right.
So the better you ask is the better you get.
Mm-hmm. This is exactly what you were telling me the other day as well.
Exactly.
Right? The conversations that you have
exactly.
need to be more engaging, not just say, give me
Absolutely.
Something. Right.
I personally have undertaken some courses,
okay.
to readiness courses, because like I said, we all owe it to our customers. And we are doing it with an agent.
Okay.
We are not doing it with a human who's assessing me. It's an agent who's assessing me because now they have enough information to tell me how I can improve my pitch and my game.
So the agent is your professor?
The agent is my professor.
Interesting.
And by the way, this is available now to everybody. You don't have to wait to go into a Harvard. You can actually learn on the go in a secure environment so that it's customized to you and your style and your customer profile.
Yeah, okay, that's interesting. So if there's like one piece of advice that you want to leave channel partners and business leaders listening to the show today, what is that one single piece of advice that you would share which will make them more enabled and empowered in this AI-driven world?
And I think first thing, you've got to understand that you have a large accountability to your customers to advise well. The days of transaction are long gone, and the role of a consultant and creative partner has emerged significantly. So I think the biggest thing that I would leave with them is make yourself that you are constantly on top of your game. You are becoming AI literate with the right principles of governance and security. The rest, I think partners know how to manage relationships extremely well, which is very important. But I would really believe that they need to know that the time is now. It's not a distant future. And this train will move very, very quickly.
Thank you, Kartha. I think there's been a lot of incredible insights from our conversations today, which I'm sure the audience will have a lot to take. So thank you so much, and I hope to have you here again. And to everyone joining us, thank you so much. And we will be back with more stories, more ideas, and more conversations to help unlock next.